Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Great Australian Mysteries, spine-tingling tales of disappearances, secrets, unsolved crimes, and lost treasure, written by Graham Seal and read by David Tredinnick. One. Mysteries of a New Land. Lost and Found Continents. Well over 2,000 years ago, the ancient Greek thinker Plato mentioned a group of sunken islands somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean. Either despite or because of the vagueness of its location, the Atlantis fable grew from an island to a continent and is now so widely known in art, literature, and popular culture that many believe it to have been real. But there are other versions of this enduring story that place a sunken continent in waters much closer to Australia. A lost land known as Lemuria, and sometimes as Mu, is said to lie somewhere between Australia and Fiji, and to have once formed a bridge between the continents of Africa and Asia. This land was allegedly the cradle of humanity, populated by tribes with learning and scientific knowledge that they spread throughout the world. Like Atlantis, this Edenic place was sent to the depths by giant tidal waves. Like many myths, Lemuria had its origins in serious science. In the mid-19th century, scientists suggested the idea of a former continent as an explanation for similarities in the flora and fauna of the eastern and western extremes of the Indian Ocean. From these reasonable, if inaccurate, ideas, the concept was taken up by occultists who envisaged the Lemurians as beings with three eyes who procreated by laying eggs and who possessed vast esoteric knowledge lost to mere mortals. In the 1870s, a French writer claimed to have gathered evidence from Indian oral traditions of another vast landmass called the Land of the Rutas that once existed east of India. Although he placed the mysterious continent in the Pacific Ocean, later popularizers of the story believed it was located in the Indian Ocean and generally considered it to be another variation of the Lemuria legend. There is also a Tamil mythological tradition of a lost continent south of India called Kumarikandam that may or may not be related to the Land of the Rutas. Pacific Island peoples also share a strong creation tradition of a land below the sea known as Hawaiki. Their creator figure first raised this land above the water in the form of a coral reef and then an island. In many Polynesian and Maori traditions, Hawaiki is the original home of the people and the place where the souls of the dead dwell. Sometimes it is said to now be submerged, as are many other islands that feature in Pacific Ocean cultural belief systems. Australian Aboriginal coastal traditions from all around the country tell of massive flooding of the Australian landmass. Researchers have collected oral traditions about the creation of islands where continuous land previously ran and of existing islands being inundated. The stories told in these traditions appear to be remarkably consistent, regardless of their different locations and the very disparate Aboriginal groups from whom they were collected.